Lecture 5, The Muslim Community, Faith and Politics.
For many who have observed the development of Islam, particularly in early Islamic history, they are struck by the extent to which the Prophet Muhammad was both a prophet and a statesman. And in earlier lessons, we've explored the initial relationship of religion to state and society, certainly as it became articulated within the first community at Medina. Today, we'll look at the development of faith and politics throughout history, down to the contemporary period. The history of Islam demonstrates the extent to which religion is integrally related to politics and society. Faith, power, civilization, and culture are intertwined. The development of Islam from the period of Muhammad and the rightly guided caliphs, the first four successors following Muhammad, to the development of early Islamic empires, first the Umayyad from 661 to 750, and then the Abbasid from 750 to 1258. These empires reveal the remarkable achievements that culminated in what some call the golden age of Islamic civilization. They also help us to understand the sources of sectarianism, religious extremism, and conflict between Islam and Christianity, epitomized by the Crusades. Many of these have an influence on today's realities as well. The relationship of religion to a political order begins with the birth and the spread of Muhammad's original community, his community state at Medina. Within a century after Muhammad's death, Islam as a faith and as an Islamic empire stretched from North Africa to South Asia. Islam informed state institutions, including the caliphate, notions of citizenship, war and peace, law, taxation, education, and social services. Previously, we discussed that first Islamic community under Muhammad. The development of the caliphate began with the traumatic event, though, of Muhammad's death in 632, marking the end of direct guidance from the Prophet. The period of Muhammad and the rightly guided caliphs, the first four ruled from 632 to 661, is regarded as the normative period of Sunni Islam and provides the ideal past to which Muslims look for inspiration and guidance today. The rightly guided caliphs were the first four successors to Muhammad. All of them were Muhammad's companions and were chosen by a process of consultation. Today we hear the words Sunni and Shi'i Muslims, the two major branches of the community. Sunni comprise 85% of the world's Muslims, and Shi'i approximately 15%. The division stems from an early disagreement and conflict over who should lead the community. The majority of Muslims, who came to be called Sunni or Sunnis, followers of the Sunnah, example of the Prophet, selected Abu Bakr, Muhammad's close companion and trusted advisor, to be caliph, the successor, but his successor as political leader, not as prophet, political leader of the community. Sunni Muslims adopted the belief that leadership should pass to the most qualified person, not through hereditary succession. As caliph, Abu Bakr became the political and military leader of the community. Although he was not a prophet, the Quran had declared Muhammad to be the last of the prophets, the caliph had religious prestige as head of the community of believers, the Ummah. Now, a minority of the Muslim community, who would later come to be called Shi'i, or the party of Ali, opposed the selection of Abu Bakr as caliph, believing that succession should be hereditary, staying within the Prophet's family. Thus, they maintained that Ali, Muhammad's closest living male relative, should be the leader, imam, of the Islamic community. Ali was Muhammad's first cousin, the husband to Muhammad's daughter, Fatima. She believed that the imam, although not a prophet, is divinely inspired, sinless, and infallible. Consequently, in contrast to the Sunni caliph, for Shi'i, the imam is both a religious and a political leader and serves as the final authoritative interpreter of God's will as formulated in Islamic law. However, the majority, the Sunni opinion, prevailed. Ali was passed over for the position of caliph three times. Finally gaining his place after 35 years, he was assassinated only a few years later. At his death, Muawiyah, a general and governor of Damascus who had challenged Ali's leadership, asserted his power and established the Umayyad dynasty.